It's Basin Street. Our special guest bringing us a hotfoot version of the opera Faust, Dr. Erich Valleindorf. Yes, it's the no doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, dedicated to the music of the three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues. With Dr. Erich Valleindorf as both commentator and guest conductor, our stars Jane Pickens and her escortiers, Professor Johnny Gitbart Smith and Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine and his frying-sized Philharmonic. And now we give you the original Basin Street commentator, and for pity's sakes, don't give him back, Dr. Gino Hamilton.
Thank you, music lovers, you rascals, you. During last week's concert, Miss Pickens and Dr. Levine read poems indicating that under certain conditions, we might consider accepting a sponsor.
Consider it, he says. Just let somebody drop a quarter on the floor.
Yes. Well, you will be happy to know that we have just had an offer. It comes from a wealthy but weak-minded Florida grapefruit grower named Johann Sebastian Squirt.
Dr. Gino, do you know the slogan they put on those grapefruits?
No, darling Dixie Cup. What slogan do they put on the grapefruits, weak-minded fool though I am to ask?
On each grapefruit, the slogan says, quote, "It's in the public eye."
Unquote. In an effort to select the country's most popular girl singer, Miss Pickens is now conducting a nationwide poll of herself. At last reports, it was the Darling Dixie Cup in the lead by a total vote of one. Ah, but the overture, Sweet Georgia Brown.
No girl made it, got a shade on Sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but also sweet as Sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die for Sweet Georgia Brown.
She'll tell you just why.
You know I don't lie.
Not much.
It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cooled them down.
Fellas!
She can't get
our fellas.
She ain't met. Georgia claimed her. Georgia named her Sweet Georgia Brown.
Have you seen Sweet Georgia Brown? The hepest gal in town. Oh, what a style. You'll gladly walk a mile. But not for a camel, we're sure. For camels you get in a store.
It's been said she knocked them dead.
And oh, they're so right.
Every man will turn his head when she comes inside. All the boys I know in town try to date Sweet Georgia Brown.
Georgia, Georgia, Sweet Georgia Brown. On Sweet
Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but that's all reach.
It's Sweet
Georgia Brown.
We all sing when Miss Georgia passes by.
I wonder just why. I know you don't lie, not much. Take my tip, she's mighty cute.
It's Sweet
Georgia Brown.
And besides that, she's a beaut.
Miss Brown.
Who else but Georgia Brown?
All the boys that she can't get, you can bet she's never met. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her Sweet
Georgia Brown.
Bravo, or not, as the case may be. Now for a rare musical treat. Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine has taken a classic Dixieland work and rearranged it in the dance form known as the quasi-shottish, or to use the technical musical term, the half-shottish. This is the most appropriate form, since instead of the usual 16-bar chorus, the work is played throughout in four bars and two grills. But Dr. Levine, you seem to be a little banged up. Did you have an accident?
I'll say. I was sneaking in late last night, and I tiptoed through a closed door.
Yes. As the work progresses, listen particularly for the Oriental tom-toms. Indeed, the entire work has such an Oriental flavor that Dr. Levine has asked the musicians to read the notes in the Oriental manner, that is, from top to bottom of the page instead of crosswise. Now, we need only add that the good doctor has dedicated the work to that eminent Chinese musicologist who at present resides in Tennessee, the world-renowned Dr. Choo Choo of Chattanooga. Here is Lena, the Queen of Palestina.
Dr. Gino, you shouldn't talk about Dr. Levine the way you do. Did you hear what Mrs. Dr. Levine said about him?
No, Miss Pickens, but having read the fine print in my contract, I will now grit my teeth and ask, what did Mrs. Dr. Levine say about him?
She said, quote, Dr. Levine's got everything Phil Harris has got. I wish.
Unquote. One sometimes wonders how the darling Dixie Cup acquired so much charm.
It was easy. I spent 7 years in the first grade at the Hudnut Charm School.
Last week, our jam session with Dr. Alec Templeton met with such favor that we've decided to repeat it. This week, with our own Dr. Jane Pickens beating the betrousers off the Steinway sits tipple. Frankly, anything can happen since the work is played completely ad libitum by a group of musicians who should be at liberty. Now, Dr. Levine and his Have You Et Octet gather around the darling Dixie Cup at the piano, and we're to hear the work just as they play it nightly to wildly cheering throngs in the swank starlight roof of the automat. Here is a jam session on Dixie.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton dough. Times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away. Look away, my Dixieland, in Dixieland where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, my Dixieland. I wish I was in Dixie, yahoo, I'm from Dixie, in Dixieland. I take my stand to live and die in Dixie, where the honeysuckle vine makes you feel so misbehaving. Down south in Dixie, my mammy short and red and corn pone and grits and gravy. Down south in Dixie. Thank you.
We have now reached the point in our concert known as the intermission or loud lull. Seriously, the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street is proud to welcome this evening the celebrated musicologist who so long conducted at the Metropolitan Opera, who now conducts the Rochester Symphony, and who tomorrow evening conducts the NBC Symphony at one of the great U.S. Steel concerts, Dr. Erich Leinsdorf.
Thank you, music lovers. You rascals, you. Ah, but Dr. Gino, now that I have met you, I understand why Dr. Levine calls you what he does.
And just what does Dr. Levine call me, Dr. Leinsdorf, although I should have my head examined for asking?
Dr. Levine says, and I now quote, "In that full dress suit, Dr. Gino is an icky in a dicky."
But after your years as conductor at the Metropolitan Opera, Dr. Leinsdorf, our music lovers hope you will speak to them about opera. Would you care to speak to them?
Yes, Dr. Gino, I would.
Then please speak to them.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Leinsdorf. Surely you'll admit that there is no greater work of art, for instance, than the opera Tristan and Isolde.
Tristan and Isolde. Oh, yes, you mean the long hair version of Frankie and Johnny.
Yes. But now, Dr. Leinsdorf, you take the opera Faust.
Please, don't be so generous. You take it. After my years at the Met, I've had it. But what happens in Faust? It takes Kuno five acts to say that a man will go to the devil for a woman.
Yes, Dr. Gino, and Dr. Levine could say it in 2 seconds.
Yes, but I still remember the sublimely poetic words from Mephistopheles' Serenade. Let me repeat them for you, and I now quote. "Too bad, I declare, ha ha, ha ha ha. Not a single kiss, my dear, unless the ring appear. Ha ha ha, ha 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 ha, and ha," unquote.
Ha 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 ha. Dr. Gino, please, ha 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 ha.
Why don't you let me rewrite Faust in a modern streamlined version? When I finish it, maybe too bad, I declare. But it won't be square and there won't be any ha-ha-ha.
Delighted, Dr. Leinsdorf, and we will continue with our concert until you are ready. So until you return with your hot foot fantasia on Faust, thank you, Dr. Erich Leinsdorf. Dr. Leinsdorf makes his way to a quiet corner of our concert hall, and pushing aside all 7 volumes of Grove's Dictionary of Music and Musicians, he turns to that greatest of all sources of musical inspiration, the Daily Racing Form. Since you are now to hear a guitar concerto, music lovers, we're sure you will be interested in the etymology of the word guitar. Most learned authorities claim that the word guitar does not come from the Latin verb cantare, or to sing, but instead comes from the Latin noun guttara, or gutter. In the early days, of course, it was used as a musical aid in wooing fair young maidens. So it received the romantic German name of Ein Gitter, Ein Smoocher, Ein Forgetter. Today it is called simply the Git Box, or in the more formalized parlance of the concert hall, the Pluck Bucket. Our guest guitarist this evening is the celebrated Professor John Smith, who is not descended from the famous Captain John Smith of Pocahontas fame, but instead got his name from an old hotel register. Professor Johnny Smith and Fine and Dandy. Magnifique, magnifique, which translated into English means practically nothing.
Dr. Gino, did you hear what Dr. Levine said about the way Professor Smith plays guitar?
No, Miss Pickens, and I'm fully aware that after I ask, I shall go around moaning, moan, oh, Dr. Gino, you wretched, wretched man, unmoan. So what did Dr. Levine say about the way Professor Smith plays guitar?
He said, and I quote, "When Smith plays guitar, he plays everything in sight, including the horses."
Unquote. Moan, oh, Dr. Gino, you wretched, wretched man. Miss Jane Dixie Cup Pickens, the Confederate canary, is now joined by her escortiers, six young singers who are also known to the musical and artistic world as the Six Wretched Rounders from Richmond. We hear I Don't Know Why.
I don't know like I do. I don't know why, I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you. I don't know why you just do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
Dr. Gino!
Yes, Dr. Levine?
Did you hear what I said about the way the darling Dixie Cup sings?
Moan. Oh, Dr. Gino, you wretched, wretched man. Unmoan. Well?
I said, the darling Dixie Cup sings everything in sight. And with that dress she's wearing, a lot of her is...
Yes. If any of you should run across my mother, music lovers, please do not tell her what I do for a living. She thinks I have a job in the Jersey City stockyards. We are now to hear a Dixieland reading of one of the earliest examples of Chicago-style jazz. As you all know, this differs from the modern bebop style, in which the musicians play a flatted fifth, and also from the New Orleans style, in which the musicians drink a fifth and then fall flat. Here are Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine and his Have You Et Octet in the Royal Garden Blues.
Dr. Gino.
Oh, Dr. Eric Leinsdorf. Dr. Leinsdorf, have you completed your modern or hotfoot fantasia version of the opera Faust?
Mademoiselle Pickens and General Music Director Professor Dr. Levine are now passing out the parts to the singers and musicians. When you hear it, you'll probably pass out too.
Dr. Leinsdorf, how could you rewrite a complete opera in such a short time?
Dr. Don Redmond helped me. Also, every time I felt tired, I reached into Dr. Levine's trumpet case and helped myself to a herring. Dr. Gino, about this Dr. Levine.
Yes?
I want him to conduct, but I've turned Faust into a real jazz opera. Do you think Dr. Levine may be a little bit too square?
We'll find out, Dr. Leinsdorf. Here, music lovers, is the world premiere of the new jazz version of Gounod's opera Faust. Dr. Levine, if you please.
The baton.
Thank you. Now then, gentlemen, instead of like Bach, I want this more like Count Basie. Instead of groaning like you know, I want you to play it completely garnered in the groove. Ready? One, two.
Oh, why did you sell your soul? Was it because you were getting old?
Yes, that's the reason I sold my soul.
Well, you were a fool.
Yes, you were a fool to sell your soul.
Satan is known to be a heel.
He's always ready to make a deal.
Well, don't regret it, so have no fear.
He had a time, the time of his life, for
24 years.
But he knew there'd come a day,
someday,
that Mr. Satan would return to get his pay. Hey, this
you can bet
he did regret, because he knew he was in love with Margaret.
Till she turned him down,
till Martha proved to her that he was quite a lover.
So she gave in.
A lover wins her.
Then something happened. So Faust just up and left her flat. And that was that.
Her brother Val returned. They had a fight.
Oh, how they fought. And when the fight was over, Valentine was dead.
So very dead, so very dead. So very dead.
Oh, why did you sell your soul? Was it
because you were getting old?
Yes, that's the reason I sold my soul.
Well, you were a fool.
Yes, you were a fool to
sell your soul. He sold his soul.
And so, music lovers, we have come to the end of another concert by the no doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, than which one will get you 100 that there is none than whicher. Our deepest thanks to Dr. Erich Leinsdorf for his most informal appearance. Next week, our stars Jane Pickens, the Escortiers, and Dr. Henry Levine will welcome as our special guests the father of the blues, Dr. W.C. Handy, and Dr. Handy's nephew, the celebrated Harlem musicologist, Dr. Homer Smith. Now this is Dr. Gino Hamilton saying, in the words of my old music teacher, Dr. Gino, don't sing The Road to Mandalay, just take it.
You're most cordially invited to join our audience again next week, when we'll have another interesting program and some more fine music. Until then, good luck and good listening. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.